Do you ever stop to think about eternity? Sometimes I do, and it just blows my mind. That's because we as humans, we live in time. It's really hard for us to think about anything that would be outside time. Our whole life is bent on going from 1 minute to the next, to the next, to the next, and that's how we live. What's it like to be outside of that? Well, that's what the word eternity actually means. A means outside of, ternus is time in Latin. So eternity means outside of time. It doesn't just mean that time goes on for a long, long, long time. That would mean forever, like just unending. Well, that's not what we mean by eternity. It's like if time were a line and every little event is on the line, God, heaven, eternity is nowhere on the line. It's like above the line, like looking down on the line. It's not in time at all. What's that like? I don't know. But sometimes I think about it and every now and then I just get a little glimpse of like, oh my gosh, like I am literally going to exist in some kind of way that never ends. And I won't even sense that it doesn't end because it'll just be permanent forever. And boom, how do you even think about that? Well, today in the gospel, Jesus is met with another one of these kind of fabricated situations that the Sadducees come up with to try to test him. And they don't believe in the resurrection. So they come up with this interesting situation in which a man marries a woman and then he dies. So his brother marries the same woman and seven brothers always marry the same woman. And that's something required in Jewish law. It's a little weird. But let's say that one woman was married to seven different men. Whew. Now, they propose the crazy question, what happens in heaven, this supposed resurrection, where they're all supposed to be together again, and there's one woman for seven men who all think they're married to her? Ha ha ha, isn't that crazy? There'll be a huge fight. Imagine that you have seven spouses in heaven. That's the kind of situation the Sadducees come up with. But Jesus uses it to talk about how far beyond our imagination heaven is. To be outside of time means that it's not anything we can think of in this life. In this life, we think of marriage as one woman gets married to one man, and they come together and they have children, and we create new little human beings for the human race to go on and on. Well, when the world ends and there's just heaven and hell, there will be no more people created, ever. So there's no need for marriage. But even bigger than that, the love that a husband and wife express to each other in this life, it's really just a sign of the love of God. Now, we tend to think that, well, God is like love. You know, we know husband and wife love each other, so God's a little bit like that. Well, the problem is that's backwards. God is actually love itself. Now, you think it's hard to think what it's like to live outside time. To have a concept of what love is, apart from two human beings doing it, how do you do that? Well, that's what heaven is like. You know how much you love children, or you love your family, or you love your spouse. That's a little bit what it's like to be in heaven with God, who is love itself. To be in heaven will be to be immersed in love, like it were a big lake, and you just got plunged into it. Well, I don't know what that's like. No human being does, but that's what it is. To be outside of time means to be in all moments at once. To be in heaven means to be in love, not with a person, but in love itself, in love, immersed in God. That's the kind of thing that blows your mind. But that's what Jesus is trying to tell his apostles and his adversaries today in the scripture. If you want to know what heaven's like, you can't think of it in worldly terms, hardly, because it's just so much more than that. It's not that seven men are all married to one woman. It's that every human being that ever lived is immediately immersed in God, the one true love that there is. That, all I can say, will be amazing. I don't know what that will be like, but we don't have to think that somehow we'll be bored in heaven because, oh, there's just one moment after another that goes on and on and on and on, and what will I do? I'll get bored. No, you'll be outside of time and yet immersed in every moment in time all at once. I guess the moral of the gospel today is don't think so small. Don't think, oh, in heaven, seven married people will be married to one woman, or what if I had seven spouses in heaven, or will I know my spouse, or will I be sad if the people are not there? No. It's way, way bigger than that. And that should blow your mind. God bless you.